We surveyed a number of areas, four areas in total, inside the boundary of the national park, and we found commercial scale turf cutting and illegal dumping, and we're very concerned about this.
What level of threat does this pose to the habitat in Glenveagh?
Well, it amounts to total destruction of the habitat. The habitat type is blanket bog, and the entire top layer of the vegetation has been removed. Now, this is supposed to be a priority habitat under the EU Habitats Directive. The area is also designated as a special protection area because it has some very rare birds, such as the golden eagle. So it's pretty much total destruction in the areas that are affected.
You say, as of yet, you haven't had a response from the Parks and Wildlife Service. Do you anticipate they will accept what you're saying and work with you to tackle it?
Well, I certainly would hope so. We await their response and see if they can answer our questions. I mean, at the moment, we believe that this is totally unregulated. It seems to be out of control. Certainly, the interests of the national park are not being served. Even if they come back and they say all of this is perfectly above board and licensed, I mean, what we're looking at is the erosion of the national park. The huge areas are just being destroyed.
Do you believe there's a role here for Europe if you don't get satisfaction at local level?
That's certainly what we'll be looking at next. People might be familiar with the conflict over the raised bogs habitats and the turf cutting on raised bogs, and there is a solution being worked on there, but this does not fall under the work that is being done there. So I think our next step would be to contact the European Commission.